dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the Church celebrates St. Lawrence, deacon and martyr, one of the most celebrated martyrs of the Church, patron of Rome, and a saint whom we mention every day in the canon of the Mass whenever the first Eucharistic prayer is used. St. Lawrence is associated with another martyr whom we just celebrated a few days ago, St. Sixtus II, who is also mentioned in the canon of the Mass in the first Eucharistic prayer, as well as St. Cyprian, a bishop, and also one martyred in the same persecution under the Roman Emperor Valerian in the year 258. This is what St. Cyprian writes about that persecution. Valerian has issued an edict to the Senate to the effect that bishops, presbyters, and deacons shall suffer the death penalty without delay. Senators, distinguished men, and members of the equestrian class are to be deprived of their rank and property, and if, after forfeiting their wealth and privileges, they still persist in professing Christianity, they too are to be sentenced to death. Ladies of the upper class are to be deprived of their property and exiled. In the case of members of the imperial staff, any who have either previously confessed or do now confess to being Christians shall have their property confiscated and shall be assigned as prisoners to the imperial estates. So, it's difficult perhaps for us to imagine such a totalitarian decree, a complete suspension of religious liberty and the death penalty for anyone who persists to profess faith in Christ as Savior. And yet, many Christians did. St. Sixtus defied this decree, not in the sense of defiance, open and rebellious, inciting the people against the state, but he continued to carry out his ministry as Bishop of Rome and as a priest in celebrating the Mass in the catacombs. And this was found out, and he was brought before the judge and admitted, professed the faith, and was brought back to his bishop's chair and beheaded that very same day. And a few days later then, so Lawrence was a deacon. He had been made a deacon by Sixtus II and was one of the seven deacons of Rome. And we read of an exchange between St. Lawrence and St. Sixtus as Sixtus was going away. "Where are you going, Father, without your son? Where are you hastening to, holy priest, without your deacon? Never were you accustomed to offer the holy sacrifice without your minister." And the Pope, the high priest, responded to his deacon, "I am not forsaking you, my son. Greater combats await you. Cease to weep. After 3 days, you will follow me." The Levite, his priest. And so, during those 3 days that remained of his life, St. Lawrence, who was also in charge of the treasury of the church, went through the city distributing all of the church's goods to the needy. And then when he was brought before the prefect, who wanted him to hand over the riches of the church, the deacon Lawrence presented to him the poor that were there. "These are the riches of the church." And of course, that did not help him in regard with this prefect. It just enraged him all the more, and then he was sentenced to be tortured. He was scourged, struck with leaden balls, stretched on a rack, burned with red-hot metallic plates, and then offered again a chance to recant, and he was threatened with an entire night of tortures. And St. Lawrence, with great strength and courage, replied, "For me, this night has no darkness, but breaks forth into the bright light of day." And again, when he was laid out on the gridiron to be roasted alive, he once again addressed the tyrant, "Behold, wretch, the power of my God. Your heat for me is refreshing coolness, but it will end for you in inextinguishable fire." So even in torment, he speaks the truth. Even in torment, he kept his sense of humor, at least according to one account. He told the executioner as he laid on the grill roasting, he said, "Turn me over, please. I'm done on this side." Famous statement of St. Lawrence. The lesson that we need to take away, we can take several based on the readings we heard today. First of all, that whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined, without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And certainly this applies to each and every one of us. And how have we determined? What have we determined to do? How have we determined to do it? Well, each of one of us has a state in life, and God's expectation of us and command is that we become holy according to our state of life by fulfilling our duties, our Christian duties in that state of life with fidelity and generosity. St. Lawrence served the Church of Rome and died serving Christ by witnessing to the faith, edifying the church. And his generous gift of self to this day continues to bear good fruit, as we heard from our Lord in the Gospel. If this grain of wheat dies, it produces much fruit. And the church has always recognized this, that the blood of martyrs is the seed of new Christians. And St. Lawrence certainly contributed his blood and his life to the church, and now is glorious in heaven and remembered forever for all ages. He will be remembered by the church and celebrated. St. Augustine, to conclude, said of him, "In his life, he loved Christ. In his death, he followed in his footsteps. Brothers and sisters, we too must imitate Christ if we truly love him." We ask the Blessed Virgin Mary, Queen of Martyrs and of all saints, to intercede for us, to obtain for us the gift of constancy and courage, even in the face of persecution. And we ask through the intercession of St. Lawrence to follow in the footsteps of Christ, imitating our Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary.